Hey everyone, and welcome back to Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm your host, Sophia, and today we're diving deep into a topic that's crucial for anyone exploring crypto beyond the headlines. If you've been in the crypto space for more than a few minutes, you've probably heard this before. This altcoin is the next Bitcoin. Or worse, you've seen a friend get hyped into a coin that pumped overnight and dumped just as fast. In this episode, we're going to explore how to properly research altcoins, how to avoid hype-driven scams, and how to identify real opportunities in a market that's absolutely flooded with noise. Whether you're just getting started with crypto investing for beginners, building your crypto trading strategy, or looking for the best cryptocurrency to invest in for 2025, this episode is for you. Grab a notepad, because we're going in. Step one, always start with the white paper. The white paper is the foundational document of any crypto project. Think of it like a combination of a startup pitch deck and a technical blueprint. It should clearly explain what the project is trying to solve, how it does it, and why the token has value. When you're reading a white paper, focus on the following. What's the problem they're solving? Are they tackling something real, like improving blockchain scalability, or just throwing around vague phrases like revolutionizing finance? How does the blockchain come into play? Is decentralization truly necessary for their solution? What's the token actually for? Is it used to pay fees, vote on governance, or access services? Or is it just there? How is the token supply managed? Look at how many tokens exist, how they're distributed, and whether there's a mechanism to control inflation or deflation. What's their roadmap? Are the milestones realistic, or are they promising a mainnet launch, global adoption, and 10 million users by next quarter? Red flags include a missing or copy-pasted white paper, overly technical language meant to confuse rather than inform, or white papers that are 90% buzzwords and 0% actual substance. If you want a good example to study, go back to Ethereum's original white paper. It's technical, yes, but it's clear about the problem it's solving and the innovation it's bringing. Step two, who's behind the project? Crypto might be decentralized in theory, but people still build it. Teams matter. You want to dig into the team's background, LinkedIn profiles, prior blockchain experience, startup credibility, their visibility. Are they active on Twitter or in developer forums? Have they spoken at conferences? Are they open to feedback? GitHub activity, are they shipping code? A quiet or stale repo is a big red flag. A project with a visible, competent, and accountable team inspires confidence. On the other hand, if it's all anonymous founders with no real credentials, and it's not a community-led project like Bitcoin or Monero, you should be cautious. Step three, check the community. A healthy community can tell you a lot about the strength of a project. Go beyond the number of followers and look at the quality of engagement. On Discord or Telegram, is there real conversation happening? Or is it just people asking when the price will moon? On Reddit, do you see thoughtful threads, critiques, and collaboration, or just hype memes? On Twitter, who are the followers? Are developers and thought leaders involved? Or is it mostly influencers with shady promotions? Red flag alert. If the entire community revolves around price speculation and not around technology, governance, or use cases, you're probably looking at a short-lived pump and dump. Step four, real utility equals real value. You've heard this before, but it's worth repeating, utility matters. Ask yourself, does this project actually solve a real problem? Is its solution unique or meaningfully better than what already exists? Does the token need to exist? Or could this work just as well with a database? For example, take Uniswap. Its token, Uni, is used for governance, incentivizing liquidity, and driving protocol upgrades. There's actual value being created there. Compare that to a meme coin with no roadmap, no development, and no function. Sure, it might pump, but long term? That's gambling, not investing. Step five, tokenomics aren't just buzzwords. Tokenomics, or token economics, refer to how a crypto project manages its digital currency. You should understand. Total supply versus circulating supply. If only 5% of the tokens are in circulation, That means major dumps could happen once the rest unlock. Inflation mechanics. How are new tokens introduced? And how does that affect value? Burn mechanisms. Are tokens being destroyed to increase scarcity? Distribution. What percentage does the team hold? Are early investors sitting on 60% of the supply? Avoid coins where a huge chunk is held by insiders. They could manipulate price, and you could end up as exit liquidity. Step 6, regulatory reality check. You can't ignore regulation anymore. Before investing, find out, is the project compliant with local laws? Are tokens potentially securities? Does the team operate from a crypto-friendly jurisdiction? This matters a lot, especially if you're asking, is crypto legal in your country? That one search can save you a lot of heartache. Also, if a coin claims it's fully decentralized just to avoid regulation, but still has a central dev team making decisions, that's a red flag. Step 7. Are they actually building? Let's talk about execution. It's one thing to make promises. It's another to hit deadlines, ship updates, and build a working product. Check. GitHub commits. Testnet activity. Mainnet launches. DApp usage and integrations. Crypto moves fast. If you see the same roadmap goal being pushed back for a year, that's not innovation, it's delay. You can use platforms like CoinGecko and Messari to track progress and releases. Don't trust words, trust code. Step 8, tune out the hype. Crypto Twitter, TikTok, and Reddit can be informative or toxic. Be mindful of hype. If a project is everywhere on social media but has zero dev activity, be cautious. Watch out for paid influencers, fake celebrity endorsements, unrealistic claims like guaranteed 50x in 30 days. Real projects don't need to shout. They build. Pro tools for smart research. Here are some practical tools I recommend. Messari.io for detailed altcoin analysis. Token Sniffer to check smart contract risk. Dune Analytics, custom dashboards and usage stats. And, of course, the Crystal Ball Markets podcast, a go-to resource for anyone new to crypto. Check it out here. Ready to practice what you've learned? Once you've done your homework, the next step is putting that knowledge into practice. For that, I recommend crystalballmarkets.com, a beginner-friendly crypto margin trading platform where you can explore real opportunities with tools designed for smarter investing. Visit crystalballmarkets.com to start trading with confidence. It's the perfect training ground for anyone building a long-term crypto trading strategy. Final thoughts. If you've made it this far, congrats. You're already ahead of the majority of crypto investors. The reality is this, most people don't do the work. They jump on trends, get burned, and call crypto a scam. But if you slow down, ask the right questions, read the white papers, analyze tokenomics, study the team, and stay skeptical of hype, you will see through the noise. Smart investing isn't magic. It's method. For more tips on secure crypto wallet advice, DeFi Explained for Investors, and crypto risk management techniques, subscribe to Financial Market Insights for Traders, and check out our partners at the Crystal Ball Markets podcast for more beginner-friendly deep dives. Until next time, trade smart, stay curious, and always do your own research. I'm Sophia, and this was Financial Market Insights for Traders. Catch you in the next episode.